been busy all week. So let's turn our Bibles to the Matthew, the fourth chapter. And I give honor to our bishop and first lady in their absence, to all the ministers, to all the deacons, to all of my father's children. Let us bow our heads where we are. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to minister to your people. I pray that they not hear me, but hear you. As you minister through me, you get the glory, you get all the honor, you get the praise. And I step back and that let you come forward. And Father God, use these lips of clay that you will be glorified, your people will be edified, and the devil will be terrified. And we thank you for everything that you will do this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
Amen.
And if you read, so let's go to Matthew, the fourth chapter. If you could please stand for the reading of the Word of God. We're going to go from verses 1 through 11. Please stand for the reading of the Word. If you don't have a Bible, shame on you. You should have your Word. Never leave home without your Word. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. One of the weapons of our warfare is the Word of God. God has made it so convenient that you could even have your Word on your phone or your iPad. And if you don't have it, well, let's look on the screen. Let's read. Then was Jesus led up to this in of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made flesh." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear these up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And again the devil taketh him up into a exceedingly high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Last verse. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. You may be seated. That is the reading of the Word of God. If I had a subject this morning, the subject will be the wilderness process. The process, my subtitle will be Trusting God Through the Process. One of the key things in our text that we'll see that Jesus used the Word of God to combat the enemy. The devil is not impressed with our tongues. The devil is not impressed that you got a nice house. The devil is not impressed that you can walk or talk or shout like anybody else. But you've got to know the Word of God. And one of the key ingredients that we are seeing is that people of God don't know the Word of God. That's why we are defeated. We quote scriptures but don't live scripture. There is a total difference when you walk and talk like the Word and live like the Word. We oftentimes want God to bless our mess, and it's not in the Word of God. The Word of God is what God responds to. The Word of God is what the enemy is afraid of. He's not afraid that you're filled with the Holy Ghost, because you can have the Holy Ghost and have no power, because you have no authority. You don't know how. The Bible said, Jesus said, "I give you the keys to the kingdom of God." Hey. The keys to the kingdom of God, yeah, is the Word of God, your weapon, and your prayer and intercession. But be- what God wants them to use as the keys to unlocking the doors. You have the power. He said, I gave you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. But if you don't know what is the power that he give you, how can you use it?
That's right.
It is a shame to speak that Bible study is one of the most critical services that saints should be at, but there is lacking in number. We are preoccupied with everything else but what is going to keep us in the kingdom of God. We are preoccupied with everything else but God. Are in the state that we are because we don't know what is God's will for our life. The difficult, you cannot live on pastor's salvation. You can't live on my salvation. You've got to have your own salvation.
Amen.
One of the things that you see in the text, you see the enemy, Satan, the devil, quoting scriptures.
Yes.
So that tells me the devil knows the word.
Right.
Do you know the word?
My Lord.
That's the real question. Yeah. Do you know the word? The word of God comes to deliver us. The word of God comes to empower us. The word of God comes to change us. And the word of God comes to anoint us to do God's will. Each and every one of us, I believe, will go through a wilderness experience. This is an experience that we see that Jesus went through, and as he was inside of, you learn some value lessons that he is teaching us as we will also go through the wilderness process. The wilderness process is where God wants to establish you, plant you, and cement you in him. He wants you to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that cannot be moved. No matter what comes, you will stand and withstand and stand firm. Too many saints are falling way by the wayside because we don't know God. We don't know the word. We want the blessings, but we don't want the blesser. We want the deliverance, but we don't want the healer. While you are in the process, there are several things that you will learn. And I've been through the process myself, and I am going to share some things with you that you will learn as you go through the process. It is God's desire for you to go through the process and learn the lesson that wants you to learn, so teach you who you are, whose you are, and who he is. The process. The ultimate goal of the process is two main things. One, God wants to give you the fighting tools to destroy the kingdom of darkness and to destroy Satan, which is the word of God. The word of God is what the devil responds to. He don't respond to your tongues because he can speak in tongues.
That's right.
There's a lot of people that got tongues but did not get it through the outpouring and the filling of the Holy Ghost, because I can teach you how to do ta-ta, E-D-D-I-E. That spell Eddie. That ain't tongues. That ain't God. When you get it, the old folks said to you to get it the real way, come to the altar and tarry. And when they taught you how to really go in front of God, to seek God for the Holy Ghost. So when you get filled, you don't have a counterfeit. You are in assurance that you got power deep in your power, in your spirit.
Glory. Hey, God.
And that's why I don't understand that we say that we're filled, but we have no power. We are filled, but you can't fight the enemy in your house. You got to call me to cast out a demon. You got power if you got the Holy Ghost. I said, if you got the Holy Ghost.
Hey, God.
Because the same prayer you pray, if you believe in faith and you got the Holy Ghost, it's the same prayer I'm going to pray. And God's going to answer just like he answers me.
Yes.
But that tells me you ain't got no relationship with him. Relationship with him. The second thing that you will learn in this process is to develop a relationship with God.
You have to, yes.
The relationship with your husband is not that important if you don't have a relationship with God. Because you can get another husband, you can get another wife, you can get another job, you can get another house. But when you lose your relationship with God, you lose everything. Because he's your source of survival. In him I breathe, in him I have my being. You probably will ask me, how do I develop a relationship with God? The first step, and it's oftentimes one of the hardest step, is to accept him. You don't have to accept him here, but you got to accept him somewhere. First, accept him. And I'm going to share you a secret. When you accept him, that's not the end. Once saved is not always saved. Being saved is a process. Yes. That is never ending. Every day, God begin to work in you. And if you are perfect, let me know, because I want to see you.
Come on, brother.
Because we are striving for perfection. God is moving us day by day from steps to steps. You don't just become overnight an adult. You became a toddler baby. You were born. It's the same process. When you accept Christ, you become a
new creature.
With new features.
Yeah.
Your attitude begin to change. Your disposition begin to change. The way how you walk begin to change. The way how you dress begin to change. The way how you do things to people begin to change. You can't still do wrong and still have God in your life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The second part of your relationship is studying the word of God. Reading the word of God, getting the word of God in our life, because it's God's ultimate desire that we have the word in us. We are to walk like the word, speak like the word, live like the word, behave like the word. But too many of us are like our old nature. We really deal with us.
Yes, Lord.
The other part is through our devotion. Prayer and fasting. And seeking God's will for our life. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things.
Yes.
Us are seeking the house. We're seeking the car. We're seeking the stuff. And then when God gives it to us, you're still not satisfied. You're still not happy. You're still not blessed. You're still not thinking that you're successful enough. When will you be satisfied?
My God.
Until he comes in and really quench that thirst that you have in the inside. You can get everything you want. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but yet he loses his soul? Your soul is more important than the car. Your soul is more important than the house. As you go through this process, God will begin to deal with you so that you can grow spiritually and get spiritually mature and grow up from a babe in Christ to an adult, so that you can be an example for him, that you can be a disciple, that you can be a son or a daughter, that you can be a reflection of him and a representative, an ambassador for him. Too many of us are displaying our flesh instead of displaying God, and say that we are saved, say that we are sanctified, say that we are filled. You're not filled when you want to cuss people out, because the Holy Ghost will pull you back and say, you're not your own. The Holy Ghost will tell you, close your mouth. The Holy Ghost will tell you, your flesh is too high, you need to go on a fast. The Holy Ghost will tell you, get your house in order. The Holy Ghost will tell you, get yourself together. The Holy Ghost will eventually begin to work. That's why I don't say, I don't trust. The Bible says, try the spirit, whether it be of God. I got to try some of y'all spirit. Because you say that you filled, but you ain't filled. You filled with something else, but it ain't the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone. When you live by the word of God, you live by a different standard. You live by a different rule. You live by a different conduct. Because after you have read the word of God and God begin to teach you, you begin to change. You begin to move and ask God, deliver me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew within me a right spirit. Take out everything out of me that is not like you. I want to be more like you, God.
Glory to his name.
You've got to understand this relationship caused everybody to come against you.
So true.
Because crawl daily and follow him. The person that you sleep next to will come against you, because if you are going to be saved in the kingdom of God, God's going to let you go through some experiences where not everybody's going to like where you are. There's a season in your life that is only between you and God, nobody else. And that's the wilderness.
Yay.
Because people against you. People will be jealous of you. People will fight you until it is not because they want to. It's because God is using them to get to your destiny.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Another thing that you will learn in this stage is to be faithful. Faithful. How many times did I say it? 3 times. Faithfulness. There's too many unfaithful Christians, or so-called Christians. Too many uncommitted people in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
We are not committed to anything but money. We are not committed to anything but houses and cars. We are not committed to anything but our job. We are not committed to anything but the things of the world. When will you be committed to God?
Oh my God.
When will we be committed and be faithful to God. And some of us, all our faithfulness is only in front of the pastor.
Wow.
But behind closed door, you won't even lift your hands.
Wow.
Pastor can't bless you.
Oh my God.
I don't do what I do for pastor. Like minister said, it's been at least about 10 years since I've been in the Church of God of Prophecy. I didn't leave. I didn't let nobody tell me that God tell me to go all the churches. People leave churches because of their uncommitted. I'm not committed to one thing. I'm committed to God. And this is where God planted me. I can't uproot myself and do what I want. When you are submissive to God, he will lead you and guide me. And he's been blessing me here. Why would I leave the blessed place and go in a cursed place? Come on. Why would I leave the power of God's anointing and go in where the power of God is not, where Ichabod is? My glory has departed from there. Come on now.
Oh my God.
Stand. Wait on God. Sometimes it takes 5 years. Sometimes it takes 6 years. Sometimes it takes 12 years. Stand. Because when the things come, you've got to be able to weather the storm. You've got to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. That's why you've got to put on the full armor of God and fight the kingdom of Satan.
Yes.
God wants to see our faithfulness. Faithfulness.
Yes.
And our commitment. And commitment calls you to submit. Let me stop right there, put a pin in there. Because there's too many witchcraft witches in the kingdom of God.
True.
Bible says stubbornness is as idolatry. And disobedience is as the spirit of witchcraft.
Come on.
There is too many witches and warlock in the kingdom of God. When you are disobedient to your leader, that tells me where you are. And that's why you have no power and your anointing. Because God said the anointing is subject to the prophet. The prophet of this house is Bishop Boone.
That's right.
I don't rule over him. I rule under him.
Yes.
When you submit, God uses you mightily. We've got to walk in the spirit of obedience. And it's only when you're obedient you will eat the good of the land.
That's right.
The reason reason why you can't get the job that you really want, because you're not submitted at church. Because God ain't going to let you embarrass him on your natural job, because with your disobedient spirit.
Oh my God.
Because if you disobedient here, where your blessing is, you're going to be disobedient there. God not going to let you embarrass his name. And then you perpetrate, say, I'm a Christian. Everybody looking at you on your job, nothing that you are shows that you're a Christian. Everything about you shows that you're a person of the world. All you are is for the blessing, and you don't even have the blesser.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Sweet.
The spirit of obedience needs to come back to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
There's too many Indians and not enough people that want to serve. When you walk in the spirit of obedience, whatever your leader tells you, you do. Submission is important. Submission gives you the authority to rule in the spirit realm. Because every authority is subject and underneath God's authority. Your faithfulness is going to be tested through your trials and your tribulation. Everything that you will go through will prepare you for the next stages in your life. Just like the people of Israel, God kept on showing them miracles after miracles, blessings after blessing. He kept delivering them to show them that I am who I am. He's proving himself to you. He's proving you that he is who he says he is. Because when you go through your trial and your tribulation, you will know that tribulation work at patient experience, experience hope, and hope make it not ashamed. You will also understand, if you've never been sick and God never delivers you, how will you know him as Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha? If you've never been hurt, never through a problem, if he never deliver you, how do you know him as a deliverer? He's got to let you know as a witness for him that I am who I say I am. If I can open doors, I can show you that I can open doors. If you want to be healed, I am a healer. If you want me to make a way, I can make ways. Because he's got to show you in his word. I know him as a healer. There was a few years ago, I got sick. And that was the first Sunday I missed church while I was not on vacation. And I prayed and I thought, and I said, God, if you're going to take me now, please have mercy on me. But he spoke to me and said, I'm going to heal you. And he healed me. So I know he can heal. Because let me tell you something. When you're in pain and you really want to be healed, you really want to be healed, how many of us been in pain and know what it's like when he touch your body? You know it's God. You know it's him. Because right away, he'll let you know, that was me. That ain't the doctor. That's not the pills. That's nothing else but the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hey.
So through your trials and your experiences, God will continue to teach you how to be faithful, how to be strong in him. And through your trial, he will continue to establish you. He will continue to build you. He will continue to make you into who he wants you to be. And the next process is going on the potter's wheel. This is where God begins to deal with our flesh. God begins to deal with our real Adamic nature, who we really are. Because we have to understand that the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. Galatians 5 and 17 through 18. And the Spirit gives us the desires that are opposites of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are always fighting against each other. You are not free to carry out your good intention. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation of the law of Moses. Your flesh needs to be under God's control. Your flesh will bring you to hell.
Yes.
Your flesh will cause you to step out of the will of God. Your flesh will cause you to move out of your blessing.
Oh my God.
If you don't have it under control. God wants to break our will and crucify our flesh. For us to stop relying on our flesh. For us to stop relying on our negative emotions that tells us opposite to what the Word of God says. God wants us to totally rely on Him and to trust in Him, that when you ask Him for something and He says yes, no, or wait a while, you can stand. You can understand that He is going to perform what He said He's going to perform in your life if you believe in faith and trust Him. If you keep your eyes on Him, set your affection on things up above, not on the things on the earth. If you rely on Him, He will work it out.
Yes, He will. Hey, God, thank you, Jesus.
God wants us to say, not my will, but let thine will be done. Let thy will be done. How many of us really can say, not my will, but let thy will be done? In doing this, you will learn to trust God and rely on Him and seek Him in all that you do so that He can truly direct your life. Through this process, you will understand that God is forever faithful. God's character will never change. Whatever God's word says, that's what He means. Yes. God wants us to follow by His word, by living by it. The word of God is our standard, and righteousness is our lifestyle. We need to listen to the voice of God and obey Him. But when we listen to God's voice and we use the weapons that He has given us, we will win the battle. Every Let time, us stand.
Every time, every time. Praise the Lord.
Told y'all I wasn't going to be long.
Every time.